Hello and welcome to Indie Business Podcast number 264. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's podcast is sponsored by Bellaluce.com, globally inspired skincare. Their Rainforest Restoration Collection is a whopping 50% off right now. Get yours while supplies last, and hurry, because I already ordered mine at Bellaluce.com. Well, you guys, it's not every day that we get to have a New York Times best-selling author all to ourselves for the whole show, but today is one of those days, so let's get right to it. My guest has been recognized as one of the greatest thought leaders of our time. Beginning with a $500 loan from her mother, Laurie Beth Jones has built a community of like-minded entrepreneurs who are passionate about helping others find their personal calling, mission, and vision for their work and life. She is the author of The Path, Creating Your Mission Statement for Work and for Life. And let me tell you, that book literally changed my life, but that's not all. She's also the author of Jesus CEO, Jesus Entrepreneur, and multiple other books along those lines that highlight how following the example of Jesus can teach us to be successful. She is also the author of The Four Elements of Success, a simple personality profile that will transform your team. I could continue, but I can't because we won't have time to pick Laurie Beth's brain, and that's why we're here. So without further ado, I bring you one of my mentors, Laurie Beth Jones. Welcome to Indie Business Podcast.
Thank you, Donna Marie. It's so great to be with you this morning.
Now, Laurie Beth, we're talking about connecting your life mission with your business or your work mission. So since we so often learn by example, let me start by asking you, what is your life mission, Laurie Beth, and how does it relate to your business mission?
Well, I wrote a mission statement for my business 25 years ago, and that was to recognize, promote, and inspire divine excellence. And I did that with goods and services and corporations. And so I would go in and I would look at what was divinely excellent about what they did or sold, and then I would communicate that sometimes to themselves, because oftentimes we need our own story first. And then my mentor, Catherine Calhoun, challenged me to refine it a little more. She said, what does excellence mean? Would you be willing to live and die for excellence? And I thought, well, not really. It's more about, for me, divine connection. So I want everything that I do somehow to help people get closer to God.
And what an awesome mission that is. And so that therein lies what you just described for you as a connection between your business and your life, and how they intertwine with each other to help you enjoy fulfillment in both. Is that a fair way to sort of summarize it?
Yes. And I created the term spiritpreneur. And a spiritpreneur is someone who can answer yes to these three questions. Number one, are you doing work that honors God? Number two, are you doing work that honors your gifts and talents? And number three, are you making a living full-time doing this? And anyone who can answer yes to those three questions is a spiritpreneur.
And, you know, you're talking our language here at Indy, because so many of us, as we talked about before, as we were preparing for the show, so many of us as small and independent business owners, and Indies for short, come to the entrepreneurial table, Laurie Beth, as you know, with that mindset, that desire to fulfill themselves spiritually, to connect with a spiritual purpose inside of them, and the business sort of flows from that. Do people who come to the entrepreneurial table, so to speak, with that mindset have an advantage?
Well, they have an advantage if they recognize it. If they see it as separate, if they see their business as separate from a different part of their life, then they're going to be not totally plugged in to the possibilities. You know, I've had people say, how can you write so many books? I've written 16 books now. And I just think about when Jesus said, when you abide in me, and like the you are the vine. I'm the vine. You're the branches. There's a connection there. A tree doesn't have to think, oh, am I going to produce fruit this year? Oh, how am I going to produce fruit? If it's connected to the soil and its source, then it's a natural outflow. And so I try to remind myself of that when I get anxious. It's like I don't, you know, I'm tapped into the creativity of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So why should it dry up unless I break the connection?
I love that you said that, because being disconnected from that is, I think, one reason why so many small business owners struggle. It's because there's no connection between that desire to be successful in business and to generate income, to generate a profit, and that desire or that that existence, that being connected to the universe, as you describe. And you help people find, you know, the intersection between those two things. And one of the ways you do that is through your writing. As you said, 16 books. My goodness, how much more connected could you be to your mission? You talk about the elements and how those elements can help us find that connection, recognize it, and then benefit not only ourselves but our communities and the world. Lori Beth, can you share what those elements are and why they're important?
Sure. Well, in Genesis 1:1-3, we learned that everything that was made came from these four elements: earth, water, wind, and fire. It says, in the beginning was the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water, and God spoke and said, light be, and light was. So the Spirit of God is Ruah, or the breath of God, the wind, the face of the water is obvious. And when God spoke light into the world, that is fire, that's the electricity, that's the spark, that's the sun that we depend on, that is energy. So as I began playing with that and realizing that leaders need to understand how they are wired, and I've, my newest ebook is called The Four Elements of Christian Leadership, and I talk about the contrasting styles. And let me just give you a kind of a quick overview. The earth personality type is just like earth. They are steady, dependable. They grow things. They do most of their work underground. Translating that into people, they're the great poker players. They don't show their emotions because they're the guardians of the resources. Earth is responsible for making sure that there's enough to carry us through the winter as well as the summer. Then you have your water personality types, and they are like water. They go with the flow. They naturally seek the lowest place. They don't act upon, I mean, they don't initiate things necessarily unless they are acted upon by the other elements. Water's most natural desire is to be calm and to be still. And water can change shapes into steam or ice or rain. It's just an incredible element. I so much wanted to be water, but I'm not. So, and then you have the wind. Wind is the messenger element. It brings us the scent of spring when we can't see it. It brings us the scent of danger when we can't smell it. It is always in motion. It is the messenger element. It is unpredictable. You cannot, if I tried to sell you a box of wind, you would know that the wind was not there, even if it might have been there once.
Mm-hmm.
You can't capture the wind. And then you have the fire personality types. Fire comes from the root word pokade, which means focus. And fires like to get to the point. They are the refining element. They can illuminate things. They heat up things to make their, they help us get civilized. They bring warmth. They can blaze a trail. And, of course, all of the elements in their overbalance, or when they are not balanced, can destroy. The hurricanes, the tornadoes, the firestorms, the floods, all of those, the earthquakes. We can, when we are not refined and when we are not balanced in the Lord, can really do a lot of damage elementally. So with the fourfold elements, most of us we have all of the elements within us, but most of us act out of two of those four. For example, I am a wind fire. That means I'm a fast messenger. I like fast results. I move quickly. I am not, my least elements are earth and water. That means that I don't always go as deep as I can, and I might not be as relational over the long term as a water could be. So if I do not bond with someone who is an earth water on my team, I'm only going to be getting half of the picture. So I could go on and on, but I know you're the host, and you might want to ask questions. I'm just trying to get as much in here as we can in this.
And I so appreciate that. And you know, I'm wondering because everyone has these elements. I know we've all seen them, even if we didn't have the same words that you're using to define them in ourselves and in the people that we're surrounded with. So let's stay with this for a second.
Right.
Earth, water, wind, and fire. It's so hard for me. I'm sorry not to say earth, wind, and fire. The music group.
That's right.
Obviously, they left out water, so they weren't balanced. But anyway, earth, water, wind, and fire. And you did such a good job. I hope you listeners can capture parts of your personality in here. Lori Beth, let me ask you this. Does everyone have each one of these elements in some quantity inside themselves?
Yes. Nobody has zero of those elements. Now, our listeners, your listeners, if they go to LauriBethJones.com and they click on Take Your PEP Profile, they can take the quiz. I think it's $28 or something, but it's the best information you can get for that amount of money. It prints out 13 pages of small print of how you're wired. So on a bell curve of 20 to 80, which is how the psychologists and the social science people test these things, if you're like I'm a 69-69 wind fire with 80 being the highest, that means off the charts. My earth is 32 and I think my water is 37. So I have those elements and I can, if I'm conscious that that's my weaker side, if you will, if I go into a situation and I know that my wind can get easily excited about something, I can consciously think I need to be an earth here and remember. You know, like what time I joke that my agent and I, we're both wind fires and we meet often in airports. Twice we've missed our flights because we got so worked up over things that nobody took an earth moment to see what time we needed to be at the gate. So you can call those up. But also people say that the PEP, which stands for Path Elements Profile, it's a validating thing because God wired you that way. So many of us try to be what we're not, and there's even some personality profiles that try to make you, you know, urge you to become more of what you're not, and that's just like, you know, why would you put your shoes on the wrong foot and hope to dance? I mean, God wired you to be a certain way, and leadership can come from any profile, and how this applies to business leaders is the wind fire entrepreneurs tend to get an idea, they think they can do it better than anybody else, and they start off with a lot of energy and excitement. And that's what it takes for the launch of something. But do they have the water relationship skills to build those customer relationships? And do they have the earth logistics to make sure that the books are accounted for properly?
Lori, do you find that most successful entrepreneurs are almost off the charts on the wind and the fire?
Well, I would say that it takes that to be launched. Now, waters can have great relationship skills, and if they kick up their fire a little bit, mm-hmm. they can get the energy to reach out beyond their boundaries. Waters tend, like I said, they tend to get comfortable. And so if you're a water and you want to start a business because your motivation, here's where it goes to. The motivation for waters to be in business is probably different than the motivation for winds and fires to be in business.
Okay.
The winds and fires want to be in business for success and achievement and mm-hmm. attention and trailblazing, right?
Okay.
The earths and waters would want to be in business because they want to grow something. And they want to feed people with what they're growing. So it's a different motivation. Go ahead.
Can we train ourselves to be more of one of the elements that we need but that we don't have right now?
as long as you're aware of it, you can do it for a short period of time, but you do not want to stay in that place very long. The example is a friend of mine who's a military guy. He said that, you know, these jets that are fueled in mid-flight, the tankers will have to speed up to their fastest speed. If they stayed at that speed, they would implode, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they can, for a little bit, go their fastest speed. And the jet can slow down to their slowest speed, but not for very long, because if they did it very long, they would fall out of the sky. So there's that little interim period where they stretch, really stretch, to the lowest and slowest for the jet and the fastest and furthest for the fuel tankers. And they make that fuel exchange, and then they both release each other to go back to their comfort level. So that's the way we need to function. I believe that in order to be successful in business, you need to be functioning at your highest gift 85% of the time.
This is fascinating. So once you find your basic combination, you function there 85% of the time, and then you move out of that zone. I know this is generalizing, but you move out of that zone for the other 15% when you have to, when it's necessary, because you're weak in relationships, you got to go work on that. Because you're weak on earth, you got to go get those books together and maybe hire an accountant to handle it for the other 85% of the time.
Yes. And I think for women in business, this is something that I've learned from working with successful men in business. The first thing a man will do is try to hire a secretary, because they automatically know they've got to leverage their time.
Mm-hmm.
And women, I think, we tend to believe we can be it all and do it all and should do it all.
Fills so up every that, time, too, doesn't
that,
it?
Yeah, that keeps us at a lower leverage point.
Mm-hmm.
Than if we hired someone who, you can find people who love to do what you are not good at.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make that commitment and say, all right, I'm gonna hire somebody to do this for me, then I can be out messaging and marketing while Sally or Bill or whoever, you know, counts the beans. And that's the balance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not try to become that. It's you try to bond with someone or team up with someone
mm-hmm.
who does that and is good at that.
And so let's go from earth, wind, fire, and water as a part of a unique part of who you are, and talk about how those things can translate into a mission statement for who you are, Lori Beth, which then can translate into a business statement. And let me say, I guess, why I'm asking this question. It's because in 19, whatever it was, gosh, was it 1990? It was a long time ago, 1990, which means I'm showing my age a little bit. But, of course, I was reading your book when I was two. So back then, when I was reading The Path and learning about creating my mission statement for my work and my life, here's what happened to me in the midst of reading your book. I came across this, what I knew was my life's mission. I knew it. There was absolutely no doubt about it. The exercises in your book taught me that. I knew nothing about the elements at the time. That book hadn't been written yet. But I figured out what my mission was, and it was a hot second before I translated that to my business, and it has been just, I won't say smooth sailing, but certainly I have been in complete and utter contentment with my choices in business ever since. So what I want to ask you is this. If people do start with knowing what their life mission is, and they also want to have a business, and they can make that connection, perhaps using The Path as you can now, which I wasn't able to do at the time but have since, are they able to tap into some amazing thing that they can use to their advantage in their business and their personal lives?
Well, yes, because the mission formula that's in The Path is, in essence, three verbs, a core value, and a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to get alignment between those. So using myself as an example, my mission is to recognize, promote, and inspire divine connection in myself and others. So So when you look at those three verbs that I picked to recognize, promote, and inspire, fire is really good at shining the light on something. So that's the recognition piece. Promoting is the wind, and inspiration, inspire, comes from the breath of God. So there's the fire-wind combination in the verb choices, and then the divine connection is that spark, and that the connection is also a wind trait. You want to connect ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So there's alignment. The other thing that's in the book, The Path, is the talent shield, which is where you write, you do a fit like a family crest, and you draw a symbol for each of those four gifts and talents that people say you're really good at.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's really powerful, and it sounds like this is what happened to you, is that when you get that alignment, you go from being a candle to a laser beam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because laser is just focused light.
Yeah.
I
encourage you, if you're listening to this, to go to lauriebethjones.com, L-A-U-R-I-E, bethjones.com, and download whatever's available there for free, and then download whatever's available there for a price, and then buy some of her books. And there are so many. She's got 16. And for purposes of what we're talking about today, Lori Beth, if I could suggest what has just impacted me so much is The Path and also the book about the four elements, because that has as well, although I had to evolve a bit before I could really take advantage of that. So I want to tap into this in the time we have left. Three verbs, a core value, and a tribe. If you are struggling to figure out how to make this connection between your life and your business where mission is concerned, there's not a lot of clockwork in the world, right, Lori Beth? There's not a lot of systems that you can use that, you know, everybody says they have a system and if you use it, become multiple millionaire. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that's so impacted my life. And people that I work with now, Lori Beth, in my community, they're a direct beneficiary of what you taught me through that book. So if you're struggling with this, I just want to encourage you to listen to what Lori Beth said. And say it again, Lori Beth, the three verbs. Continue that again. Tell
okay.
us more.
So, yeah, and I believe it's a free download on my website that gives you a list of 101 verbs, and you pick the three verbs. What are the action things? These are things you're going to be doing. And then your core value is what you most want to be about or stand for in the world. And then your tribe is who do you want to most impact, influence, or hang around with. So some people, it's very clear, like MOPS, you know, mothers of preschoolers,
mm-hmm.
that's their tribe is preschool moms, and they're very focused on that. Some people, it's more general. For me, it's a little more general. My tribe is myself and others. And it's important to put yourself there in the tribe, because if you are not doing all of those three things with yourself first, you're going to burn out.
Mm. Okay. Wow. That's a powerful reminder, too, that we have to put ourselves in this mix as a priority, or else there won't be any of us left to accomplish a mission, right?
Exactly. So Donna,
and we have to remind ourselves of that as entrepreneurs who have a spiritpreneurs, as you mentioned,
right.
Because we do have this heartfelt place where our businesses come from, and we can tend to wring that out so much that there's nothing left for ourselves.
Right. Exactly.
Don't want to do that. I've learned that so the hard way. And thankful to you for the work and the writing and the speaking that you do. So, Lori Beth, help people. I know we can go to your website and what can we do, like right now, sitting here listening to this show, to close our eyes and find some place within ourselves where we can go deep and say, okay, I know I want to be successful in business. Obviously, I have to make a profit or I'm going to go out of business. But first,
right.
I need, as I just tweeted and people have reflected this, a business without a mission is only half a mission because there's no life mission there. Take us out
right.
on that thought, Lori Beth.
Well, what I most want to hear at the end of my days is, well done, good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus tells the story of a master who gave people talents and said, I'm going to come back and see how you've multiplied them. So it is really a divine imperative for us to recognize our talents and then get busy multiplying them, not sitting on them, hoarding them, hiding them out of a false humility, but man, get out there because the world needs you and what God has imbued in you and within you. You know, we're waiting for you. The world is waiting for you.
And Lord, there is not a moment to waste on this, right? We are in the midst of one of the most amazing times in history. I say that having lived for only the tiniest little minuscule piece of it. But it seems to me, with technology, that not only is the world waiting, but because maybe the world has always been waiting, but today, because of technology, you can actually reach the world.
Yes, yes. There's never been a better time in history to get the word out. And, I mean, we literally hold in our hands the power to reach the world and to have the world reach us. Never in history has this existed before.
Nothing like it. And your path and your elements and things, I know they flow from this place of deep spiritual belief in it that you so firmly are rooted in. Tell us, Lori Beth, do we have to have a particular faith or have a particular leaning in that regard in order to benefit from the books that we're talking about today?
Well, the books are written with business language. Certainly, I believe Jesus is the core of everything that I do. And I just invite people into the peace that passes understanding. We can't be free-floating little protoplasm entities that just randomly bump into each other. That's not satisfying at a deeply human level. So where's your connection? Find your divine connection and then grow it.
And once you find your divine connection, your books, The Path, The Four Elements, those are things that we can use to fit into our lives to perform our service, regardless of what our background or our faith or other things are. Is that so?
That's exactly right. And I would just invite people to come to the website. And we've got all sorts of free things going on. We help teenagers get mm-hmm. clear about their mission in life. And mm-hmm. Jesus knew at the age of 12 what he came here to do. Oh. And we're really busy about helping kids get clear quickly so that they can save a lot of time and heartache and money.
So need that in today's environment as well to get clear quickly. Tell us that we go to LoriBethJones.com. We can follow you on Twitter at twitter.com/LoriBethJones. If you're interested in learning more about this lady, and I encourage you to do that, get the books from her website, go to Amazon.com, or just Google her name. It's all over the place. She's been written about, talked about, spoken about, and she also does speaking. So you can go to her website and get her schedule. Lori Beth Jones, thank you so much for joining us on today's Indie Business Podcast. It has been a huge pleasure.
Oh, Donna Marie, thank you so much for what you're doing. It was just fun for me, and I really encourage you to keep it up.
You heard it here, guys. It's the best time we've ever been in to start a business and be successful at it. LoriBethJones.com. We want you to go there and check it out. I am going to be here next week on my mission to empower you to maximize your life and business right here on Indie Business Podcast. I'll see you next week. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.